presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. In last week's episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim, you will remember that Shanghai Lil and Dr. Carstairs, the British Secret Service agent, flew to Dumba Pass and found Jungle Jim Bradley critically wounded, and apparently the only surviving member of the expedition, which had gone into the jungle to find Ronnie, the shell-shocked son of Peter Hawkins. However, unknown to them, three are alive. Peter Hawkins and Myra Trent, the medical missionary, were captured by the Tiger Claw killers, as was Jungle Jim's servant, Kolu. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Dr. Carstairs and Shanghai Lil are talking together in the doctor's cabin where Jungle Jim lies injured.
Oh, how is he, Doc?
Still unconscious.
But he's going to live, isn't he?
Yes. His skull was creased by a bullet, causing a slight concussion. I'll try not to worry.
I can't forget the first look I had of him. It was a shock to see him lying there in the next room. I last saw him in Shanghai. What could have brought Jungle Jim to Burma, anyway?
There you have me. However, I'm sure he'll recover. But we shan't be able to talk with him today.
I don't need Jim to tell me what happened.
No, but what's behind it all? Our information points to the fact that he was trailing Bhutan for some reason. It was Bhutan's cutthroats who made this attempt on his life. You can depend on that.
Doc, I swear that if it's my last act, I'll avenge Jungle Jim Bradley.
Very well. But don't forget, your real objective is to obtain the evidence my government needs to break up that gang of smugglers.
Don't worry. I'll get the information all right.
My point is this. Perhaps if you waited until this man, Jungle Jim Bradley, is conscious, he may be able to tell you some things that'll make your job easier.
Yes, Doc. I thought of that.
And he may be able to talk by morning.
No, I'm not going to wait. I've made up my mind. I'm going tonight, Doc. I don't want Bhutan to get too far ahead of me.
Very well.
We know that his headquarters are in the hills beyond Dumba Pass. But he may not be going there.
What makes you think that?
Did it ever occur to you, Doc, that perhaps Bhutan is planning something that he doesn't want known? If he is, that would be excuse enough to butcher a caravan that was following him, wouldn't it?
You mean that he may be planning some new smuggling operation?
Exactly. And if he is, I want to be there. I might be able to get just the information your government needs.
You're right. Very well, then. Go tonight. I won't say any more.
Oh.
Get behind that screen until I find out who this is. We don't want you to be seen by any strange natives.
All right.
Oh, it's you, Mambo. Come in.
I have just returned from the past, Sahib Carstairs.
Yes? You can come out, Mr. Field. You did as I told you, Mambo?
Yes, Sahib. All were not there, Sahib.
What do you mean by that?
When we saw the caravan, it had two white men, one old, one young, also six natives.
Yes, you told me that.
Young white Sahib here. There are only five natives dead in past. Old Sahib gone.
Doc, that means that two, a white man and a native, are missing. Mambo, quick, was there one native who was not of your people? He'd have a different turban than the rest.
No, Mam Sahib. All were my people.
What are you thinking, Mr. Veal?
Doc, I think I know what's happened. Jungle Jim Bradley had a trusted Malay servant who was always with him. His name was Kolu.
And you think he escaped?
No, I think that Jim's servant, Kolu, and the older white man were captured by Bhutan. Oh, don't you get it, Doc? He's probably going to try to torture information out of them or hold them for ransom.
He might kill them.
No, Bhutan won't kill them. Not if I get there first. He'll probably question them for a day or two. That'll give me the time I want.
You're going directly into his camp?
Yes. Come on, we've got things to plan. Let's get started. I'm going after Bhutan tonight.
Meanwhile, far beyond Dumba Pass in the camp of Bhutan, Myra Trent and Peter Hawkins are prisoners in a darkened hut.
Mr. Hawkins, are you all right?
Yes, I would be if I could forget the governor.
You mean Jungle Jim?
Oh, it makes my blood boil when I think of the way those murdering rats shot him down and left him. There's only one thing on my mind now.
I know. Your son, Ronnie.
Now, don't talk of it, Miss Trent.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What I'm thinking about is escaping. We've got to get back to Mandalay, get to Colonel Scott, and have the British government come here and clean out this nest of thieving murderers.
But in that case, what would happen to your son?
Oh, it'll be time to think of that when Bhutan's out of the way. Here, I've got an idea.
What is it?
If we could get away, Bhutan would figure we'd go south, wouldn't he? Now, instead, we head north and find a settlement.
Do you think there's a chance?
There would be. We could get these here ropes off our wrists and ankles.
I might be able to get one hand free. The cord seems loose.
Loose, you say?
Yes.
Here, work on it.
I have been.
Here. See if you can stand up with them. Hobble around your ankles. If you can stand with your back to mine. Careful. We've got to be quiet. Here now, get close to me with your back to mine. I can move my fingers, and maybe I can work the ropes on your wrists free.
Can you feel them?
Yes, I've got it. I can feel the knots.
The one on my right wrist is looser than the other. That's
it. I think we can get it.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Miss Trent.
Oh, I don't mind. Go ahead.
Make your hand as small as you can. It's working. Oh, if I can only use my blinking hands.
I think it's coming. It seems looser.
Hold still. Hold still. There. I think I've got it.
Oh, wait. Yes, I can work my hand out now. I've got it. One hand is free.
Be careful. Keep your voice down. They'll hear us.
My right hand is free.
Good.
I can untie the other one. Look. The rope's off.
Get the rope off my hands and we're as good as free.
Turn around.
Can you get the knot?
I think so. Yes. There.
That does it.
Oh, that rope is awfully tight. Can you move your arms?
Yes. I'm all right now. Let's get these ropes on our ankles and find what kind of a place this is we're in.
But suppose someone comes.
Well, if they do, hold your hands behind your back like they was tied. It's dark in here and maybe they won't notice our ankles.
All right.
Now, first, we'll see if there's a guard outside this door. We'll have to be real quiet.
There's someone there.
Yes, just as I thought. Is that a blooming guard? Well, we'll have to wait until night comes before trying to get away.
Well, look, there's someone else coming.
Blimey. It's Bhutan himself. Get back against the wall and stand with your hands behind your back.
If he ever finds
you. He won't if you act natural. Watch your chance. Now, Bhutan wears a gun in an holster. If you get a chance to grab that gun, grab it.
Well, I'll try.
Master, there's someone else upstairs.
Yes, Master.
Good. I will talk to them. Ah, my friend. Are you enjoying your stay with Bhutan?
Now, look here, Bhutan. How long are you going to hold us here?
So, you do not like it?
No.
Tomorrow you shall leave us, Mr. Hawkins.
Yes.
Yes, you will leave us on a long trip. We will miss you.
How can you be so cruel?
Cruel? Mr. Hawkins was warned, Miss Trent. But there is no reason for you to be confined in this dark hut. I have come to take you away.
I prefer to stay here.
It would be better if you came with me and did not ask questions.
If you are my Bhutan, you'll pay for it.
You forget, Ancient One. You will not be here to see that day. Memtab, what are you doing?
Hands up, Bhutan.
Shut up, Bhutan. Shut up. I'll take the gun, Miss Trent. Now, one word out of you, Prince Bhutan, and you'll pay for murdering Jungle Jim right now.
You forget my men are outside.
One man. A guard outside. I'll take care of him, Miss Trent. Give me that scarf you're wearing.
All right, here it is.
Yeah. Stuff it in his mouth.
All right.
Ancient One, you will pay for...
No! Mr. Bhutan, you won't be calling him with that in your mouth.
Well, now what, Mr. Hawkins?
Tie his hands and feet.
Master.
Oh, someone's coming.
Quiet. In the dark in here. We'll get him as he comes in the door.
Master.
Back in Carstairs' cabin, Shanghai Lil, having decided to act at once against Bhutan, is preparing to leave.
All right, Doc. I'm ready to leave as soon as it gets darker.
The plane's waiting, Mr. Veal. If there's anything I can do for you...
You stay right here, where I can get in touch with you. I'll send back any information I get.
I hope you get some.
Oh, Doc, one more thing.
Yes?
Take care of Jungle Jim Bradley. I wish I could stay here until he's able to talk.
Oh, don't worry about him. He'll come around within a week.
Water.
What's that?
Bring me some water.
It is Bradley.
Cole.
Come on, Doc, he's talking.
Cole, bring me some water.
Jim.
Oh, Cole. Water.
Oh, I'm afraid he isn't rational.
Water.
Oh,
give me that glass.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Jim. Water.
Jim drinks it. Raise your head.
Well, be careful. Don't let him have too much,
oh,
Mr. Veal.
Drinking. Jim, look at me.
Where's... Colo? Colo, where's Hawkins?
Oh.
Where's Hawkins? Is he safe?
Jim.
Keep firing, Colo.
He thinks...
Get us if they don't.
He thinks he's still back in the past. Jim, speak to me. It's Lil, Jim.
Mother. Mother, why are you here?
Mother.
Quiet.
Keep down, Mother. Keep down or you get hurt. Oh, you should have stayed home, Mother. You shouldn't have come.
He's delirious, Mr. Veal.
Oh, Mother.
I'd better give him a hypodermic to quiet him.
Wait. He may recognize me.
Oh, Mother. Colo. Oh, Mother, you ought not be here.
Oh.
Colo, take a packet.
Oh,
it's
Jim.
Dangerous.
Jim, listen to me. This is Lil. Shanghai Lil.
Oh, Mother.
Oh, don't you understand? This is Lil talking to you.
No. No, you can't stay, Mother.
Mother.
Colo will take you back.
Jim, listen to me.
Oh, it's only for a short time, Mother. Just a short time, and then I'll come to you.
Oh, dear.
Oh, go with Colo. Colo, where are you?
I must give him a sedative. Mr. Veal, it's dangerous for him to excite himself like this.
Colo. Oh, there you are. Colo, take Mother away.
No, be quiet. Be
quiet. Take her away, you understand?
Well, he's talking to you, Doc. Answer him.
Yes, he thinks I'm his servant. What is it, Jim?
Colo, take Mother to Shanghai. Take her to Shanghai Lil.
Oh.
Lil will take care of her. I know she will.
Please.
Go.
Please,
go now, Mother.
Jim.
I'll come as soon as I can. Oh. Go. Colo will take you to Shanghai Lil.
He hasn't forgotten me.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
Mother.
Mr. Veal. I must give him this to quiet him.
Mother.
Now, you hold his arm, please.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh.
Keep the skin taut there.
Oh.
There. Now he'll get the rest he needs.
Goodbye, Mother. Stay with me. I'll come.
You see, that hypodermic has begun to work already. He'll rest now.
Jim, you can't hear me. But Jim, I'll make Bhutan pay for what he's done to you. He'll pay.
Will Shanghai Lil solve the mysteries of Bhutan's activities in time to rescue Hawkins, Colo, and Myra Trent? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly. The big Comic Weekly, distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kids, Skippy, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, Flash Gordon, and many, many others. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week. Same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.